This is Dan Jones. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 27:1. But today we turn our attention to what we should fear. Jesus said, "Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Luke 12, verses 4 and 5. What men might do to us is limited to our fleshly existence. But God's power rules in both time and eternity. Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Proverbs 1, verse 7. We do not fear God in the sense that we are afraid He will be unjust or unfair in His treatment of us. Nor do we have any reason to fear that His grace and His mercy will fail. To fear God means that we live in awe of His greatness. We respect His power. We believe His warnings. And we submit to His will. The direction of our lives ought to be determined by the fear of the Lord. Such respect and reverence will lead us to obey His commandments. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we are kept from disobedience. Paul wrote, "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off." Romans 11:22. We are told to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. We must live our lives in godly fear, recognizing that our Heavenly Father judges without respect of persons. 1 Peter 1, verse 17. Another of the things we ought to fear is sin. Sin is the transgression of God's law. It includes any and every kind of religious and moral disobedience. We live in a time when sin is often beautified and portrayed as a course of life to make it pleasant. In fact, many believe and try to convince others that sin is nothing but the product of superstitious minds. But the Bible strips sin of its facade and reveals it for what it really is. Man seeks to dress up sin and make it appear beautiful and respectable, but God's Word shows its true ugliness. Sin is to be feared, because sin separates us from God, Isaiah 59:1 and 2. It incurs the wrath of God and leads to punishment far worse than physical death. Hebrews 10:30 and 31 says, "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Paul said, "The wages of sin is death," Romans 6 and verse 23. And we are told that no sin will be allowed to enter heaven, Revelation 21, verse 27. In this connection, let us notice also that we ought to fear our own weaknesses. We are tempted to sin when we are drawn away of our own lusts and enticed, James 1:14. It is in those things wherein we are weak that the tempter makes his approach. Therefore, we ought to fear being overcome by our weaknesses that lead to sin. Paul wrote of his own experience with the following words, and thereby teaches us a valuable lesson. He said, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:27. All these things are summed up in the words of Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14, and with them we bring this lesson to a close. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.